Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hello, I'm Robin Rock. Joining me today, Dr. Koralnik, Chief of Neuroinfectious Disease and Global Neurology in the Department of Neurology. Welcome, Dr. Koralnik. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Can we talk a little bit about what you specialize in, and that is neuroinfectious diseases? So tell me what they are.
So neuroinfectious diseases are infectious diseases affecting the nervous system. The most frequent infectious diseases of the nervous system are called encephalitis, if the infection is in the brain itself, meningitis, if the infection is in the wrapping of the brain, the meninges, or myelitis, if the infection is localized in the spinal cord, for example. And these can be caused by either bacteria, viruses, fungi, or parasites.
So what are some of the most common neuroinfectious diseases, and I'm kind of curious, too, about how people get them.
Some of the most infectious neuroinfectious disease include neurological manifestation of HIV infection, neurological manifestation of Lyme disease, and of syphilis. In addition, we just talked about neurological manifestation of COVID-19 or long COVID. And how people get them? Well, they need to be infected by those agents, you know, by HIV or Lyme disease, or syphilis, or SARS-CoV-2 that caused COVID-19 in the first place. Some patients develop just systemic diseases of HIV, Lyme, syphilis, and COVID, but some patients developed the neurological manifestation indicating that the virus or bacteria is now affecting their brain and could be potentially found in the spinal fluid. A treatment of those diseases is going to be different if patients have the neurological manifestation or just the systemic manifestation. And this is the reason why we need to establish the diagnosis.
Well, I want to welcome you. If you're just joining us, I'm Robin Rock, and you are just in time for Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. And Dr. Koralnik is joining me today. Dr. Koralnik, what do neuroinfectious diseases do to the central nervous system? And can you tell me why it's so important to treat them as quickly as possible?
So it is important to determine if the nervous system is affected in those systemic disease. And patients will often present with fever, headache, confusion, seizures, for example, or some focal neurologic deficit, such as difficulty speaking or difficulty moving or feeling in some part of their body. At that time, we need to have a higher suspicion that the nervous system or the brain is affected. After doing a neurologic exam, patients can have additional testing, such as either CAT scan or MRI of the brain or the spinal cord. Also, a spinal tap, depending on the finding, and if it is a virus, a bacteria, a fungus, or a parasite, then the treatment will be either antibiotics or antiviral treatment or antiparasitic treatment, for example.
You're listening to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Koralnik. So is there anything else that you want people to know about neuroinfectious disease?
Certainly. Neuroinfectious disease will vary depending on the geographic origin of the patients or where they have just traveled. And for example, cerebral malaria is very rare here or even, you know, unheard of in the United States. However, if patients just travel from Africa or Asia, depending, they may have been in contact with these parasites. So we need to be aware of where the patient's coming from in order to have a broad differential diagnosis when we evaluate those patients.
So how do people contact you if they have questions or would maybe like to set up an appointment?
Call Northwestern Medicine and set up an appointment in the neuroinfectious disease clinic.
You know, I say it each and every time we have a guest on for Voices of Better Medicine. I learned something new, and I absolutely did learn a lot from you today, Dr. Koralnik. I want to thank you for your time and for your expertise.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.